Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend. But you say I'm just a friend. Baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend. But you say I'm just a friend.
Kinda crazy how we met, right? 09 July, bright summer nights, fireworks going off, I know we seen it. Same was in my soul, a crush was creating. We just had an introduction, but that wasn't nothing. Started up beginning, I'm thinking the future coming. Crazy thing about it, I'm not even your dude. At least not yet, they'll have most confused. Yeah, and I was curious about your own goals. Not related to your body, what your mind enclosed. Off that potential, had me deep as your dimple. As amazing as you are, you kept it so simple. Yeah, wasn't trying to rush to grab the number. And even though my life is good, it could be better. And just when I was prepared to go in, she informed me about the boyfriend. Damn.
Baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend. You got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend. But you say I'm just a friend. Ooh, baby.
Months pass, things a lot different. Old dude about the picture and I'm all up in it. Not where I wanna be, but that's not up to me. I'm just a friend and I say that reluctantly. FaceTime, phone calls, lots of texting. All involving your past, including your exes. Can't admit as a man I felt the way. When I expressed my feels, you didn't have much to say. And I couldn't leave you alone. And even though I'm in the friend zone, did what I could just to make you see that even with some options, the best choice is me. And I'll chase you for eternity. No finish line, running for the urgency. And if these plans don't even work out, the journey was worth it without a doubt. Yeah.
Baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend. But you say I'm just a friend. Baby, baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend.
Every Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out my whole crew on the Real Talk Roundtable with Tweety B, Miss Knack, The Guy Hayrule, K. Esco, DJ Sergeant Rock, and Snipe. Because it's that Real Talk Roundtable. Where we at?
Where we at? Where we at? Where we at? What's up, guys?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we right here. You know what I'm saying? We broadcast it live, you know what I'm saying, in this raggedy-ass bitch, you know what I'm talking about, trilled, you know what I'm saying. Shit, let's get it on, you know what I'm talking about. Real talk, this where we at, you know what I'm saying.
Shout out to Miss Nut tonight, y'all. I hope she gets to listen later on. She's been working hard and out of town, so we gonna miss her tonight, y'all. But
okay,
we got some candidates that we gonna get into. The first thing though, because I just want to read something to you guys. That Malcolm X stated in one of his speeches, and he said that the most disrespected person in America is the black woman. And the most unprotected person in America is the black woman. So I want to ask you guys, do you believe that truth still today? Why or why not? And I'm going to start with B-Day Sergeant Rock.
I think in so many ways, that saying still holds true to this day. You know what I'm saying? Because in most cases, it's always the woman, you know, being jumped on or, you know, going through something, you know what I'm saying? So I think so. You know what I'm saying? I think it holds true to this day. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you look around you. You know what I'm saying? It's all types of things going on where the woman is, you know, being more vulnerable to situations. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're more vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? That's about the best way I can put it. So...
Okay.
I think so. You know what I'm saying? Trill.
Okay. All right, Snipe, what do you think?
In these days and time, I really think it's the black man, you know what I'm saying? Because we get all these profiles on us and we don't even do half the things. We can just go outside with a hoodie on and, oh, dog, it's problems. You know what I'm saying? People look at you funny, but then, you know, in certain cases of, you know, like domestic, you know, a woman can get jumped on by I don't know how many times. Law might do some, might not. It's like, I really think the black man and woman, you know what I'm saying, on certain things. But it's so hard because
as black people,
really, is like unprotected, you know what I'm saying? They don't protect us, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They find any and anything to use against us, you know what I'm saying? We can just have fashion, our style, it's a problem, you know what I'm saying? And like now, women can be half naked and get praises like it's everything versus, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, if a woman had her clothes on, oh man, it was a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now you can do all that. It's free. But, you know, I think as black men, we get more of this now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can just call on my case. When I just went down the street to the store, I got profiled just on nothing, basically. Dude pulled me over. It was a whole different conversation, dog. You pulled me over on the brake. Like, why you trying to search my car? Why you think I got this? Why you think I got that? And then you try to say, oh, this is what I do. No, you don't. You don't do this to everybody and pull them over.
Right.
You ain't trying to search them in cars and stuff like that. And then when you find it ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying, you try to find something to use against you. You see what I'm saying? But now I say us as black people, we all are unprotected, you know what I'm saying, in cases. You know, I'm just going to leave it like that.
Okay. Trill.
All right. The guy, Haywood?
I mean, I believe it's most definitely true, man. I mean, keeping in the context in which Malcolm X meant it, it's like, you know, white men beat their women too, you know, so I'm not going to get into a thing like, you know, old brothers be beating up sisters or none of that. But I mean, it's like a white man will beat his woman, man, but at the same time, if somebody else touch her, man, he'll blow the whole world up behind her. You know what I mean? And so it's like, but the black man, it's like you'll see brothers walking down the streets watching a sister get dragged and they'll feel nothing. You know, a white man, he don't care if it's like a dude touching his wife or something like that, man. You know, they going to intervene, man. They going to get in other people's business, man, and risk getting beat up or whatever. But I mean, in the context of like, as far as sisters being protected, man, the context he meant is like, as people from the same race, man, take a responsibility. Because the first thing, man, that men forget is that a man, I don't care what nationality you are, a man's first obligation as a man is to protect secondly, to provide. So those two things, man, place you in a position where for a sister to be able to be, you know what I'm saying, like touch without a brother having something, speaking up on something like that, even if it ain't
right.
Nothing other than, you know, they a couple and dude whooping this woman outside like, hey, bruh, take that, you know, don't do that out here in front of these little kids, man, because, you know, are saying something.
Right.
You know,
that's
white
right.
Dude, they don't go to the police, they going to do something, man. But, you know, we are sitting watching. So I believe it's most definitely true, man. And I feel like, you know, the black woman, despite the fact that, you know, they have, some of them have taken on a whole different perspective, man, with, you know, all this internet nonsense and this bullshit and the anger that they have, man. I mean, without the black woman, man, black people would have died off in this country during slavery, man, because they sacrificed so much, man, you know what I'm saying, for us, and I don't feel that they appreciated enough for it. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the context of this conversation or the question stem from, you know, the video that we was supposed to talk about, and it's like I'm a little upset, so I'm kind of rushing the subject. My whole thing is this, man. I can't say for sure if it was any there, and I'm not an advocate of violence, but I'm saying mm-hmm. if a black man sit and watch a black woman get dragged, man, by especially somebody from another nationality or even another black person, man, and stand there and videotape it, he a piece of shit motherfucker, man. He need his balls cut off. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right.
So, I mean, I feel it's most definitely true, man, that you know what I'm saying, like, the black woman is really not appreciated, man. You know what I'm saying? It's, and it's becoming worse. Like, dudes don't even respect their mamas no more. You know? So,
right. Right.
I mean, I feel most definitely, man, that still stands true, man, in the context that it's in. You know, black people as a whole, that's a different thing. But as far as in the context that Malcolm X meant that in the speech that he gave, it's most definitely true, man.
Right.
Yeah, I think
true.
I think it's true. For a lot of different reasons, and black men are targeted every day. And but the thing is, when the black males are targeted and sent to jail and put all these trumped up charges, all these years on top of years, the black woman is left there to raise her child, to get 2 and 3 damn jobs, to try to hold a house down. You know what I'm saying? Because her household has been interrupted, you know, by
right.
a system that is designed to destroy the African American community. So
right.
I feel like it still holds true today. And like the guy Haywood said in the context that he meant it in. Yeah. And it's
right.
sad that it still holds true today after all those years. But like the guy Haywood said, I wanted to get into this topic. He just couldn't wait. It was just itching. It was itching. It was itching. He couldn't wait. But,
nah,
man, it's a very serious topic. And yeah, it's a very serious topic. Two sisters in the Pennsylvania area was at an Exxon gas station, you guys. And an argument broke out between one of the sisters and one of the cashiers about a $17, something about the gas pump malfunctioning or something. But at the end of the day, it was $17. Okay, so the argument then got violent coming from the inside of the store on the outside, out by the gas pumps and everything. And these men beat these two sisters like they were men. When I tell you, one of them made me so angry I wanted to come through my phone. And he dragged his girl and he drugged her. And while he was doing that, this other one came and was just hitting her in the back of the head. Now, like the guy here, we said, if any man, I don't care if you black, white, green, alien, if you a male species and you was out there and you didn't do nothing, you the most pussy nigga I know, and I mean that to my soul on everything. If you stood there and watched those two girls get drugged and beat like that, you need to be drugged and beat like that yourself. because it's cowardness. It's that should have never happened, and it should have never went on that long. Okay, so I know you guys watched the video, and I know emotions are everywhere, but tell me, what did you think when you first saw the video? Like, and with the charges they're getting, because they're getting misdemeanor charges. They're not getting no real charges as of yet. The DA said that they still working, you know, now that the video, I guess, is surfaced, so now they got to reevaluate the charges because the original charges was misdemeanors. So they may have to go back and revisit that again. But what do you guys think in the video? And we, I'm going to start with Snipe on this.
Man, when I seen that, I'm going to say, like, a person holding a business, you don't want to have no type of violence, no type of nothing. You're supposed to be the one to defuse any situation, any problem, you know what I'm saying, that occurs. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it was $5, $10, dog. You ain't supposed to be out there fighting over that shit, man. That shit is just ridiculous. Like, I want to come up there and do something to all of them, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, I don't want to see nobody getting beat up and whoever videotape, whoever didn't help, you know what I'm saying?
That's
all y'all should get something, you know what I'm saying? Because this shit is like, it gets out of hand. Everybody want to have their phones out. Everybody want to videotape. And everybody want to put this shit on social media like it's a thing to do. This shit ain't cool. Like, y'all should have just helped. I ain't seen not now one person be like, hey, stop, man. That's a woman. You know what I'm saying? I heard women saying that. I ain't hear no men be like, hey, hold up, homeboy. You out of line. I'm about to pop your face. Like, you ain't supposed to be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit got me heated. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit, they need more than misdemeanors, man. Like, this shit terrible out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
Man.
Okay, Sandra Rock?
Man, look. For one, I know all them motherfuckers couldn't have been working in that stove that was beating on them two girls. You know what I'm saying? It couldn't have been. Like, all of them couldn't have been employees. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And furthermore, if it's that much of a problem, that's what you call the police for. That's what you call security for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't take matters into your own hand. So now you basically putting yourself and basically, you know, you're the opposition now. You know what I'm saying? Because now you beating on these two girls, and then your friends beating on these two girls that ain't got nothing to do with the stove. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, man, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. All the motherfuckers that was beating on them girls, bro, they couldn't have been working in that goddamn stove, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real. You know what I'm saying? So passers-by and lingers-on got they licks in, too. You know what I'm saying? They been wanting to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For real. And that's how I took it. You been wanting to get at somebody black, and this was the perfect time to do it. And since it was nobody but women around, because, you know, all the niggas is, you know, non-existent at this point. You know what I'm saying? Since it wasn't nothing but women around, then they felt like they could get away with that shit. You know what I'm saying? And the shit made me mad. You know what I'm saying? It really pissed me off. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all motherfuckers is not finna come over here beating on our women. You know what I'm saying? We're just not finna tolerate that shit. Y'all might tolerate that shit in your homeland or wherever the fuck you come from, but we ain't gonna tolerate this shit. You know what I'm saying? Over here.
See, the thing is, like, this store, I'm quite sure, is in the dead center of a black, predominantly black area, you know, where they need to shop at every day. And they need to not shop there. Now, for the past 3 days, they have been protesting on the outside, like the NAACP has gotten involved, Black Lives Matter has gotten involved, like some of the big wigs is coming in because of this video that has surfaced. And so everybody is very uneasy with this video, and they want to make sure that justice is done and the right thing happens. okay, to God, hey, Rue, I know you want it. You can have it.
Hey, look, man, I watched the video like about six times, man, because I was trying to like hope I wasn't, but I believe I heard a man's voice in the video. That's the thing. I believe I heard a man say, "Stop that, man. That's a girl." You know what I mean? And that's what really had me hot about it. That's why I kept listening to it. But at the same time, I'm just tripping off of the human being, man. You know what I'm saying? A person that calls themselves a human being that's just standing there with a camera, like videotaping that, man. Like, I mean, I get that, man. But it plays so into like a video that I posted in the group prior to that, man, in which Denzel Washington and a few other people were speaking on the same thing, man. Like, this is the mentality that we have, man, as human beings in this country now. It's about, you know, getting that first post, man, getting that viral video on, as opposed to anything else, man. So it's like, man, I mean, I could get in it and I could do this, or I could call 911, but I might miss the beginning, the middle, or the end of the video. So I got to be, you know, zooming in, man, so I could post this shit on my Instagram or on my Facebook or whatever, and I can get these likes and get this long conversation and get this copy and paste and this sharing thing going. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's amazing to me the mindset that people have, man. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's fortunate that somebody videotaped it so the truth got out there like that, man. But this is not something that's simply a one-time problem. This is a growing problem in our communities, man. It was, you know, it had started before and died down in South Central Los Angeles with the Koreans. But in a lot of places in the South, man, and in the Midwest and in the East, you got these, you know, these different groups of people. And I'm not going to say that it's all of them, man. It's not all of them, but it's a growing problem with these groups of people, man, having these Shell stations and working gas stations like that, man. And it's like from interacting with people who don't conduct themselves, man, as respectable human beings, as higher level human beings, when you come in there begging or, you know, or arguing about a single, which they not even supposed to be selling anyway, but you in there arguing over this, man. You know what I mean? It's a lot. You allow yourself as a community to be viewed as, you know, something less than, something that should be respected and treated in a certain type of way. So therefore they start looking at us like that. And, you know, I'm a disagree with Rock a little bit on that's how they work up in there. It'd be four, five of them. They all probably family members. You dig what I'm saying? Brothers and cousins and uncles, and they all be up in there like that, man. You know, they be up in there with the big glass thing that you can't, you know, talk around or talk over, and they be having your money, and they be telling you gave me a five when you know you gave them a 10, and all the big arguments and stuff like that. And I hate to use the word they, but I don't know the people's nationality, so I don't want to say the wrong nationality, so I would rather say they. But this is a growing problem. You hear about it, you know, and it's not just the people of Arab descent, but it's people of African descent that behave the same way, man, when they get into our communities, and they treat us like that. They treat us like, look, man, they don't understand business. They don't, that your customer is like your most vital resource, and so they don't care about that. They see themselves as drug dealers dealing with junkies, and that's how they treat us in the community. That's why they feel like them sisters wasn't worth nothing. And you heard that one sister say, "I come to this store every day. We come up here and we spend our money with these people every day, man. And this is how they treat us over a mistake." And we talking about not a human mistake or a human error, but an error caused by a machine. Like, your first response should have been, like Snipe said, about when it comes to business. It should have been about, like, well, let me check. Hold on a minute. Let me check. You know? And I don't know what happened, how it started. The system might have been all belligerent and all that, but at the end of the day, that still don't lead to no violence, man. It still don't lead to no putting your hands on nobody, because that's not how business is conducted. It's not how human beings treat other human beings. It's not how a man treats a woman. For I don't care if she's your race or your nationality. She's not your nationality, man. You don't do no woman like that, man. Not as a man, just not as a man. You just don't get out like that. I don't know, man. It's like I'm frustrated about it, man, because like my mentor is, you know, I'm trying to stay my parents, you know, grown guy state, man. But you know what I'm saying? Like that street dude, man, still be on some, like, you know, some other shit. And so, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I don't get emotional on the show, but I'm kind of like, I'm kind of hot about that, man. You, that's why I stay away from social media. I don't, you know, I know stuff like that go on, but I try to stay away from it. But at the same time, man, it's like something need to be done about it, man. Hopefully they, you know, justice will be served and all of that. You dig what I'm saying? But if they ain't franchising, and you know, a lawsuit against whoever owned the station, whether it's a Shell gas station, I forgot because I didn't really tune in for that part. You know,
Exxon.
You know, Exxon Mobil, they part of Shell and all that. That's why the emblem's still the same.
Yeah.
But it's like the thing is, man, is that you know, contact their dealers, man. Like this is who y'all got working out of y'all franchises. You know, everybody.
Well, like I said, they've been protesting for 3 days out there, out front. They've been protesting, and the store has not been open since the incident happened that Friday. So they have lost money since you know this has occurred because they haven't been able to come to work because they ain't letting them come to work. The community is demanding that the store be shut down, and so it's gonna be a problem. You know, so it's been for them to just probably don't come to the thing. Yeah.
As it should, man, you know, and that's the consequences, man, because it's like we destroying people's life over a moment of touching the titty in this country, man. But yet, you know, these people
right.
going to be able to have a life, man, after, you know, after dragging like some black women out there. Like, man, that's, I mean, it was so violent, man. That's the thing that got me. It was so violent. You don't see dudes fighting each other like that nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so violent, man. The way the dude was just dragging and the other dude was hitting. Anyway, man, but yeah, it just that was crazy to me, man. Like really crazy to me, man. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I hope the girls, the auntie has spoke. I think their mother had passed of cancer. One of them is going to college. She already has a bachelor. She's going for her master's. So I hope this incident doesn't deter you from being great because sometimes people just ignorant and then. You know, obstacles come in your way to try to block you from being great. So just keep your head up. This was wrong, and I hope justice is done for y'all because this was unheard of, and it was just really hard to watch. You know, if anybody had a heart, it was hard to watch. You know.
Yes, indeed.
Prayers and thoughts with you guys. And I'm going to talk to you guys now about a lady by the name of, I think, Georgia Clark, okay? She was a veteran high school English teacher in Fort Worth, Texas, okay? This lady, now, earlier in the year, she was suspended with pay behind, you know, some things that she was doing that was just outrageous. She was on Twitter, y'all, tweeting to Donald Trump that she needed help pulling undocumented immigrants from her school. And it said, Mr. President, Fort Worth Independent School District is loaded with illegal students from Mexico. That's what she wrote in her tweet. And she kept tweeting and kept saying things like, anything you can do to remove illegals from Fort Worth will be greatly appreciated. And stuff like that. And she telling him to keep her identity protected because Texas would not protect whistleblowers and the Mexicans refused to honor the flag and stuff like that. And so the kid didn't know that the tweet was public. She thought she was tweeting to him privately. And and now it's out everywhere. And she has been fired from her job. And she's been at that job since 1998, but they have been, like, a lot of reports of racial slurs or racial things. She would say, like, a group of kids, she would call them Little Mexico and little stuff like that. She should have been fired. Like, the first time she said something like that, she should have been fired. Why has she been there since 1998? And y'all know she don't like Mexicans. Why is she there?
Right.
Like, you know, why would you have them there teaching those kids? You know what I mean? Like, come on now. So she had pissed me off. And I saw that earlier today, and I wanted to bring that up because it was just like, what is wrong with this lady? Like, who does that? So, these people, I swear, they just don't let Donald Trump. Okay, and this was the other crazy thing that I saw, you guys. I don't know what you think, crazy stuff going on, but this was like maybe the funniest thing that I saw. This guy, okay, he's 51-year-old Paul Nixon, okay? He wanted out of his marriage so bad that he just went down there and he got the divorce paper process started. He forged his wife's signature on the papers, and he went to court and testified and all of that without her being present. And got divorced from her, and she didn't know nothing about nothing. She didn't know nothing about it. So, he is now on the run. They looking for him.
Why?
Because he committed perjury on the stand, first of all, and then he submitted fraudulent documents. So, you know, that's they looking for him on aggravated, I think, felony charges or something. He done messed up. Like, he should have just asked her, "Do you want a divorce?" Like, she might have wanted one too. You know what I mean?
He wanted to get out of that. He wanted to get out of that marriage, and he wanted to get out of that marriage quick. Hey, he was like, shit, I don't want nothing else to do with this motherfucker. Look, hey, let's get this shit over with right now. You know what I'm talking about? But the simple fact that it went down is really, you know, they motherfucking fault. Because they helped him. It's their fault.
That's their situation sometimes, though. Man, everybody be thinking it's just men, but, man, some of these dudes be scared of their wives. Man, he might have been sneaking down there. God dang, man. You know, shit. Hey.
But it was just crazy. I thought that was very desperate of him to want to be divorced that bad, but.
At the same time, he got it done. You know what I'm saying? So he got it done. So it's really they fault for letting him do it. You
not
know
just
what I'm
that, though, man. No, seriously, though, think about it. I'm not advocating no crime, but man, that's really what you gonna work the government on. That's what your energy is. You know what I'm saying? You go sign some documents and go to court and testify to all that, man. Why you didn't get no money about that, man? You know? Did he win the lottery or something and didn't want to share a ticket? Or, like,
shit, he probably didn't want no money. He probably just wanted to be done with the relationship.
He's trying to be out.
He's trying to be out the dome. Man.
Hey, look, that's crazy. I mean, people just leave, though. They just be like out. Like, you got people, they be faking their deaths and shit. You know what I'm saying? They be fucking and they had to take it. A whole new wife, a whole new life. You got kids and shit, you know? I mean, it be some serious shit.
Oh, man.
That's it. Man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, you guys, we're going to pause right here for a minute, and we're going to come back and get into something different. So, hang on tight. Don't go nowhere.
No matter the distance, all the time that you're wasting, equal money you're missing. Don't you be surprised when your main niggas start fishing, nigga craving mission. If you feel some type of way, I must be your new addiction. If you wanna see the top, you gotta show some persistence. Friends, marijuana ease the pain and try my best not to sin. Lost sight of my dreams, had to adjust my lens. Had to cut some niggas off that I thought were my friends. Nigga get some money and some pussy, then they pretend. More money, more problems, more bitches, more stressing. Before Utah presidential, win the election. Tired of fake niggas who steady be flexing. My mind on bigger things, thinking outside the planet. I mean outside the box. Leave these fuck niggas shot. Until we reach the top, nigga, we never gon' stop. I'ma take this paper, nigga, no matter the distance. All the time that you're wasting, equal money you're missing. Don't you be surprised when your main niggas turn fiction. Nigga craving for a chick, I think he needs some assistance. And these bitches see a nigga, now they want some attention. I'm down to do whatever, nigga, just to complete my mission. If you feel some type of way, I must be your new addiction. If you wanna see the top, you gotta show some persistence. Trust in yourself. Niggas go claim they real before they show you they fake. Niggas claim that they down before they bring on the hate. Gotta invest in yourself instead of making it rain. All this pain that you're feeling, just invisible change. Stay persistent, do your thing. Don't live life for the fame. I got a heart of a lion, I could never be tamed. Watch out for them snakes, safe to say niggas change. Why you making up excuses when the world can be claimed? I'ma take this paper, nigga, no matter the distance. All the time that you're wasting, equal money you're missing. Don't you be surprised when your main niggas turn fiction. Nigga craving for a chick, I think he needs some assistance. And these bitches see a nigga, now they want some attention. I'm down to do whatever, nigga, just to complete my mission. If you feel some type of way, I must be your new addiction. If you wanna see the top, you gotta show some persistence.
Get out your way. Get this cash, nigga. Get off your ass, get this cash, nigga. Get off your ass, get this cash, nigga. Yeah.
All right, you guys. We are back.
Okay.
Hi.
Drill.
Go ahead, Ru. I think you had a topic that you wanted to get into.
Or no.
My mute button was tripping, man. I wanted to ask y'all, man, about, you know, how y'all feel about you know, what did social media mean to you?
Okay. What does social media mean to you?
Okay. I answer first so y'all get where I'm coming from. For me, social media is a place to network, man, you know, to build my brand and to communicate with, you know what I'm saying, like-minded people. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
Okay. Well, social media for me is networking, promoting, trying to get people to hear my songs, radio shows, cartoons, the pictures I'm taking. Where everybody is. It's like where they are. Like, you're not going. I could be standing out there outside holding up a sign the side of the road, and half the people wouldn't see it because they looking down at their phone when they should be driving. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's not on social media, people don't see it anymore. Right? And that's how it is. You could be in a room full of people and everybody on their phone. Nobody is paying attention to what's going on around them. And so it's becoming a sad case, but it's true. It's really true. But that's what it is for me.
Well, as far as I go, you know what I'm saying, social media has always been about one thing, you know what I'm saying, and that's promoting myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go to my page or if you scroll down my Facebook page, is boring, you know what I'm saying, because all you gonna get is some hip-hop and rap shit. That's it, you know what I'm saying, some DJ shit. You know what I'm saying? Some hip-hop culture and all that. That's my whole entire page, period. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no naked holes on my page. Ain't no skits with motherfuckers fighting and shit on my page. Ain't none of that shit on my page. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's, you know, good for promotion and networking. You know what I'm saying? And you know, the beautiful thing about social media is you make it what you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to cause chaos, then you just cause chaos for yourself. If you want to cause positivity for yourself, you cause positivity for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can be whoever you want to be on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So That's about it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, social media means nothing to me, but honestly, if we didn't have social media right now, then we probably wouldn't even be doing this radio show, and I probably wouldn't have came in contact with Tweety or Snipe or the God Heyru, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Oh, man. For me, I'm going to say it's really like networking. You know, I do the music stuff too. And mine's boring. And most of the time, you might see me just say anything what's on my mind. And what I see, though, you know what I'm saying, when I scroll on, if I post a beat, if I post music, you know, I have certain people look at it. But when I post more crazy stuff, I'd be like, damn, did y'all bypass the music? Did y'all bypass the
music?
You know what I'm saying? Like, are y'all just picking and choosing what I post? I ain't trying to get y'all to post what's on my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want y'all to like
right.
the music, you know what I'm saying, and feel where I'm coming from on certain things. So I just say it's really for, like, networking. But, you know, it's crazy looking on all the social media because, me, if this ain't in the top 20 on my scroll, sometimes I ain't even going to look at it. I'm just going to be real because
wow.
I see on that is craziness, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, like now I see like all the football stuff, you know what I'm saying, and crazy different other stuff. You know, you might have bitches saying crazy shit and just to get their likes up, you know what I'm saying, just to get entertained. And I don't be with none of that. I be like, man, I bypass all that. I'm like, man, come like my music, please.
Right. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo.
I'll post 100. Just like one.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand what you're saying exactly because it seems like on social media, I mean, I get that everybody is promoting, but I also feel like, you know, we as human beings, man, have an obligation, man, to like stand firm on our position, man, to like stress what we represent. Like
right,
me,
right.
I don't really do the Facebook thing no more, man, because it became too monotonous and it became annoying to me. You know what I mean? I mean, I have a Facebook page, but I don't really too much post on it or nothing like that. My thing is I started finding myself behaving as I do in real life, which I feel like everybody should do. So it's like if nonsense pop up, I was like, you know, you get one strike, man. Like you post some bullshit, I see that shit. I was looking at it and I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to write your name down on my book. next bullshit I see, I ain't even gonna say nothing to you. I'm just unfriending you. And I started noticing that as I did that, you know, my little 100-something friends, because I mean, we got to talk before you make it to the friends list. You know
right.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. For real.
You could be a follower or something like that, man. But the friends list, man, that requires a certain amount of, you know, something. And so I was finding, man, my little 100-something people, man, shrunk down to like about 25 people, man. It was like, they shit. You know what I mean? It's like I post something and the dialogue, you know, ensue behind it. And it's different. I just think we be in such a rush, man, to like have people who don't even matter. And I think that's
right.
What social media went wrong. That's why, like, if you trip off a lot of the stuff Facebook is doing now, you really, like, research into it and not just what people posting. They trying to get back to that. Facebook really was about communicating with just friends and family. It wasn't about you meet somebody from over here, from over there, and all this nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
It's like I don't think people really post their conscious. I think people really, you know, people really be trolling for likes. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't really be understanding. I just wanted to know, man, like, because I've been asking a few people lately, like, I understand the importance of it, but I also understand, like, what it could be. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's like we missing out on a huge opportunity, man, by limiting something to frivolous bullshit. You know, if you do music, by all means, man, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, if you do music and somebody else do music and they on your page, you liking their shit and they ain't liking your shit, man, you supposed to unfriend that person. You know what I'm saying? You supposed to unfriend that person, man, because some people really need to know, man, like, you got an obligation, man. Like, this is a mutual support system right here, man. If you're not going to connect both ends of your link in this chain, man, then I'm going to unhook you and hook on to somebody
right.
That's going to be,
right.
You know, that's
right.
Going to keep it strong, man, because I'd rather have on a choker, man, than, you know, a Flavor Flav, man, you know, hanging down and shit, you know, so.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all this, too, man. I'm going to tell y'all what Facebook going to start doing. Like, if you don't talk to that person every day or y'all don't communicate like that, you every now and then like this or that, they don't even let you see none of them people's stuff. Like, if you don't physically go to their page, you would never know what they're doing because Facebook
right.
Doesn't show you that. Facebook just going to show you the people that you fuck with on there every day, and they know who the people is, and they going to let you see they post every day. So if for anybody else you want to see, you're going to have to go look for them. And now it's like you have so many friends, you don't even be thinking about what, oh, I forgot about my friend over here doing music, you know, when you got one of the other motherfuckers doing shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's hard. It's hard to keep up because there's so much going on. But Facebook is doing that. So I just, like, I don't see a lot of people's shit that I used to fuck with hard. Like, I'll never see none of their shit. So I don't know what they doing. And I don't know what they say for them with me, you know what I'm saying? But we don't talk every day. They working. They got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? They building they whatever they doing. So
right.
Yeah, it's just crazy. We got a caller on the line, you guys. I'm sorry, what?
No, I was saying every few weeks you got to go check your settings, man, because Facebook is constantly updating, man, your privacy. Who can see you, who you got to see, who you don't got to see. So you got to stay current with all that. You know what I mean? They adjusting your timeline to what you want to see and what you don't want to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to see somebody, you better change it.
Okay,
9644 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Just tuning into the show, man. Y'all talking about social media right now?
Yeah. Talking about social media.
Already. Tweety B, you might remember me, though, man. I used to call your show way back in the day. You did some years ago. Bicycle Tony put me on to your shit. This is Dirty calling from Georgia, man. I don't know if you remember me or not, but, y'all, you know, I used to call into your show a lot.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man. You know, people grown now. You dig? I called into your soul back in the day when I was a kid, but you know,
man,
growing out
right.
of it. So yeah, you know, the topic's actually real interesting though. You dig? Because yeah, you know, the topic's real interesting though because. You know, back when I was young, you dig, I used to be all on social media, dude. I used to do posts. I mean, all on social media, though. But as a grown man, you dig, I was like, yo, as soon as these damn companies started taking political sides and started, you know, having meetings with government officials to pass certain laws about copyrights and passing laws about certain censorships on people's stuff. And then I started trying, you know, I kind of tried to stay away from it, though, because I figured, like, Now they really trying to start to play with people's First Amendment right in this country, which is freedom of speech. You dig? And when Facebook and
right.
Twitter and all that shit started doing that, I was like, yo, you don't need to be censoring no damn body. Like, everybody got a right to put up and say whatever the hell they want to do that. When these companies started doing it, I was like, man, hell no. Like, they'll literally minimize your post for who can see them shits on your page. You dig? Like, they do that. Now they censor it. And only a select few of them people on your page will be able to see what you really post. See, you know, they've been going through these, you know, these government meetings and with officials and all these type of damn things. They have these censorships, and I don't believe in that.
Damn.
Like, unless you're absolutely physically inciting violence, you're protected by the Constitution to be able to post whatever the fuck you want to and say whatever the hell you want to, you dig? So I don't, whenever these companies started
right.
doing that shit, Facebook recently did it. Twitter was doing it before Facebook, but they started getting political sides and they started choosing whatever and they started having official meetings with government officials and they started putting these bans on certain posts and they started censoring people's shit and they started limiting who your posts reach and all that shit. I was like, man, fuck all this. That's garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Because you can't really speak your mind on Facebook. Because they will censor you and they will block.
No, I mean, no. You can speak your mind if you indulge in their political views. Facebook and Twitter, these companies actually took a political side though. So if you post shit that's what their viewpoints is, you're okay. But if you're somebody that comes in with the freedom of speech and you say something that ain't necessarily what they believe in, you'll get censored. And I don't believe in that. And I
wow.
think that they really playing with dangerous waters doing that shit, you dig? Like, they're really trying to play with the whole freedom of speech line, the First Amendment, and I don't think they should be doing that shit. But Facebook recently started doing it in the last year or two, maybe 3 years, two, 3 years, something like that. Twitter did it
right.
before them. And they started banning people and all that type of stuff. Like, it's real. These social media companies
yeah.
are starting to pick political sides, and they're starting to wash everything out, and that's a dangerous game to play.
That's real shit.
Well, a lot of people don't know that though, man. They don't care to know that. A lot of people just on there doing whatever. They don't even know that Facebook's limiting their posts. They don't even know that most of their friends can't see this. They don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they
man.
Don't know this shit, dude. They just on there lollygagging and whatever, but they don't know this.
Now, people know, man. They finding out because it's like just simple shit, man. Like my little niece right now, she on that 30-day. Suspension, probation, whatever they call that shit, because her girl said she was eating tacos and some other, and she said, you always eat Mexican food, and she said, man, you know, I love Mexican food. She said, yeah, I think you part Mexican, and bloop, her
damn,
shit.
Damn, for real?
She was logged
right.
out. She
right.
was logged out.
Wow.
She would say that derogatory.
Doing
she just
that's
said, I knew you was a Mexican,
now,
and just logged her out, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Right. Yeah,
well, we appreciate you for coming
you
in.
Calling.
Yeah. You're still working with us and everything. We appreciate
yeah.
that. Are you working on any new music or you got anything going on right now?
No, I don't rap no more, Tweety B, man. I used to be pushing that music hard, though, but I grew up, and I was like, man, fuck that rapper life, man. They ain't finna throw me in jail trying to beat up people in the front stage. They can kiss my ass. I'm going to
say okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the shit.
Right on.
Rapper life.
Right on.
Oh, shit.
Right on for real now.
I really
man, I remember you now, man. I remember.
Yeah,
you,
yeah. Oh, that's the guy, Hey Rude. Hey,
yeah,
man.
He used to do music.
I remember this show, but yeah, I can't do a rapper shit because like they be enticing me too much, and I like to slap people though. I can't afford to
do it. You know what I'm saying? I remember you now, man.
Yeah, already. This was a good show, man. Yeah, you know, Tweety B, man. It's been a long time, dog. But I just seen your show randomly,
yeah.
You dig, and I was like, oh shit. You know, let me call in and
yeah,
see what's up.
Appreciate
you catching back up with us, man.
Already, man. Y'all stay tuned. Yeah, already.
yeah, man. Stay in touch. Mm-hmm. Tune in, man. We here every Monday, man. The same time.
9 p.m. baby.
Okay, now, y'all, I'm gonna play for y'all my song that I recorded. Y'all don't get too rough on me now because I'm rusty. I ain't like I used to be. Yeah, I'm just being honest. I'm old now. But you know, I'm gonna play this song because I did it and I think it's hot. So y'all can let me know what y'all think about it yourself. All right, here we go.
Down to the bottom of it. The fact of the matter is, he gonna always run with me.
The world before your very ears.
Truth be told, but this way it goes.
I ain't no city girl.
All right,
Hey, I was tripping the whole time. I was like, man, TDB done it again, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, hey, that track was hot. You know what I'm saying? That track was hot. For real.
I ain't no city girl.
I'm country as can be, and that is why you out with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
y'all
that shit was
that.
Hot. That shit is hot. I like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you
I'm
say you rushed it? It don't sound
nervous.
Like it. You say you rushed it, but it don't
I'm
sound
glad.
Like it.
Yeah. I was actually hoping to get a feature in it, but I may do a remix to try to get a feature on it, but I couldn't find nobody at the time, and I was trying to get, you know, get it done. But
well, shit,
it was all right.
Who you want on it? You want shit? I get on that bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Shit. Hell
it's
yeah. Oh, hell yeah. All right.
Okay, we're gonna have
we can
lab on that.
Okay.
So, Sonny, you sent in a track to us. Tell us about this track.
All right. This is the segment called Say That or Spray That. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, we digest different tracks and we take them down through there, you know what I'm saying, to see what everybody's critiquing on it is. You know what I'm saying? This here is a track that I like. I'm just going to come out and tell you, I love this track to death. It's by Soulay Spain, and it's off the 9/11 project that we just released. You know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to check it out. You know what I'm saying? I wanted Real Talk Roundtable to be the first ones to check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So here it is, you know what I'm saying? This
it
is Soulay Spain of Fox.
Turn to patience, confusions on the stage. made the strip, took that paper pistol with the fucking waiter. I want everything right now, I ain't got the time for waiting. I'm a trill sip, gator, won't procrastinate, I chase it. Collection of my haters who can't stop me getting greatness. So say whatever you say, we moving faster every day. It's like, we gon' rock your party if your party people pay us right. Fire getting higher, got a problem, bitch, you firefight. Switch your light, catch a fire flight, fucking right, little nigga.
All right, so I'm gonna start this thing off with my homeboy Snide. What you think about that track, homie?
Hey man, I'm fucking with it, man. You know, hey, I need that in my car right now, man. I'm fucking with it.
Okay. Okay, God, hey Ru, what you think about that track, man?
Yeah, man. I mean, it had that ride vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? That, like, you know, it's not late night, cause, you know, late night is slow, man. But it had that, like, I'm trying to get where I'm going, man, because I got some shit. Right. To do. You know, yeah, like, this nigga got my money, man. Let me get on over here.
Yeah,
man.
Go buy that.
Yeah.
Let me go get that. Start getting high and shit and be broke and I catch up with it. Yeah, I fuck with it, man. I fuck with it.
Okay. Tweety, what you think about it, baby?
It was the guy had really took the words out of my mouth because he like, I'll play that song and go whoop somebody's ass. Like, when that song come on, everybody better get out the goddamn way because I'm on my way to fuck some shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much bass in that track. Like, I couldn't play it in my apartment because they'll put me out of here. But I like bass in the track. Yeah, I'm fucking with it.
Okay. All right. Well, it's unanimous. You know what I'm saying? We are going to say that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're saying that.
And that's
okay,
off
guys,
the brand new project, Too Late Spain. 9/11, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be into production, and we're going to get that out to the public real, real, real soon. So be on the lookout, you know what I'm saying? 9/11 coming your way, you know what I'm saying? Trio.
Right on. Real. What was them songs that I heard on Grind Hard Radio that night? That was off of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because there was some hard-ass songs I heard that night.
I can't bring real, you know, real talk round table everything, you know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta give it.
I completely understand. But I'm saying there was some hard ass things they heard.
We understand.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
but trust and believe.
Yeah, that's why you don't be getting no sides with your spaghetti and shit. Oh,
yeah. You know what? I can't. Listen, everybody, we are here on Mondays at 9 p.m., and y'all make sure y'all check us out over here, okay? So we be having some of the crazy shit going on.
Yeah, man. Y'all stay tuned for my new project, man. It's called Sex and Violence, or, you know, Pain and Pleasure, however you want to say it, man.
Oh, God. Jesus.
I'm going to have a couple of guests.
Oh, shit. It's